So we used the Gemini telescope in Chile, Gemini South, as we call it. We got access to Gemini South telescope, and then we obtained very deep images of the outer parts of this galaxy, NGC 300, at quite a large distance from the center of the galaxy. And we basically requested that these observations not be made until the atmosphere was completely stable, and that the moon was not in, that was the sky, the night was dark, there was no moon up, for example. And then when these perfect conditions arose, which is not very often, that they would go off and take these very, very deep images of these faint, very faint stars in this outermost part of the disk. At the time that we proposed the experiment, we suggested that this disk may be there. We did not know for sure. It was just it was only a sense that that these disks could be there in these outermost parts, but we weren't sure. And in fact, there were a number of observations to suggest that we would see nothing, that the disk, in fact, somewhere further in, had basically ended for reasons that we don't fully understand. And there were, in fact, observations that that seemed to make that claim. But anyway, we got our observing time, and we got these perfect conditions. And amazingly enough, even by eye, with your eye, let alone, I mean, normally we analyze these images with advanced software. But even by eye, if you played with the images, you could just about make out the sense that there was still residual stars going beyond the known extent of the galaxy and keeping on going much further out. But of course, you have to be much more objective than that. So what you have to do is analyze these images with advanced software packages available to most of the Gemini consortium. And we worked on these observations for a period of weeks, turning into months ultimately. And then when we formed our final profiles of the galaxy, we were astonished to see that this profile just kept on going and going and going. And it had the same shape all the way out. And the disk of the galaxy was at least twice the size of what we had surmised from earlier observations of this same galaxy.